from a need perspective, if you're living by yourself, you could be like Chad Crenshaw was in Japan when he went over there and be in a 76-foot room that allowed you to take a shower, allowed you to go to the restroom, allowed you to sleep, allowed you to cook a little something on a cooktop, you know. So that's the need, shelter, 76 square feet. But the one is, you know, 10,000 or 8,000 or 3,000 or something greater than what you have. And what happens in the human psyche is people are driven by what they want, not what they need. And I've talked to my kids about this for years, is, you know, trying to identify while they were young the difference between a want and a need. You know, daddy, 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 I just got to have this, you know, super figure from Star Wars, you know, the latest, greatest thing. I said, well, is that a want or a need? Oh, daddy, I need it. I got to have it. That's a need. And, you know, we go through the exercise of them trying to identify the difference between wanting that, because it certainly wasn't a need, versus what they need, you know. And what happens is, you know, like my children and like most people on this call, is living in a powerful country, greatest country in the world, the United States of America, we have so many of our needs taken care of. You know, you need to eat food that's not tainted and you know, is not going to make you sick. You need water that's not tainted and not going to make you sick, you know. You need sanitation, core sanitation, you know, sewer systems and water systems and all those sorts of things. You know, you need shelter. Well, in the United States of America, from birth, we take for granted that we have most of what we need, you know. And so our whole psyche, our whole drive, our whole goals, everything that drives us is a want, not a need. And you know, I think if you can sit back and you can identify, what do I need, you know, one of the things you need is you need to be debt-free. You know, I mean, good Lord didn't write in the scriptures that everybody needs to be in debt and struggle their whole life, you know. But what puts you in debt? What puts you in debt is the driver, the psychological driver of want, not need, want. You know, now some of you are saying, well, look, Brian, the only debt I have is my mortgage. Okay, I'll give you a pass. But credit card debt, you bought a bunch of stuff you wanted. You didn't buy a single thing you needed. You know, you wanted the new dress for this party, but you didn't need it. You had a dress that would have been fine, but you wore that to the last party with the same group of people. So in your world, you needed a new dress. No, you didn't need a new dress. You wanted a new dress. But the inability to distinguish between want and need caused you to buy that dress. And, of course, I'm just using this as an example, so I don't need to get emails about, oh, you're picking on the women and you're, you know, sexist and all that, okay? I'm just using it as an example. You know, the bottom line is that, you know, there was a want for that dress. There wasn't a need. We're all going to go to Ambition, my wife, every single year, and me too. Every single year at Ambition, I want a new tie. Now, I probably have literally 50 to 60, maybe even 70 ties in my closet that are perfectly adequate. No stains in them. They're the right width. They're the right length because I need an extra tall tie. They'd be perfectly fine. But I want a new tie for Ambition that I haven't worn any other time. It's the only thing in the way of clothing that I buy for myself that I want. And I like to go pick my tie and I take my, you know, my millionaire jacket, and I look at the tie versus the jacket, and I know I'm gonna wear a white shirt or a pink shirt, so I don't have to take that. And I, you know, and I go and pick out a tie, or Betsy will go to the store and some years and she'll pick four or five ties. That's a want. I don't need that tie. Well, if I were in debt, which I'm not, and I were to put that on my credit card, then all of a sudden wants drive debt. For the most part, wants drive debt. Now, there's good debt and there's bad debt. But the reason that you are where you are financially was that you allow yourself to be driven by want, what you want in life, not what you need in life. There's probably not a person on this call, and I certainly hope not, that's not drinking clean water, that doesn't have some sort of sewage system, that doesn't have clothes to keep him, he or she warm, There's probably very few people on the call that don't have transportation, and some of them it's out of choice. You live in New York City and you take the subway, and to have a car just economically makes no sense. There might be a couple of people that are just without a car right now, but you basically have all your needs, your shelter, your health, you know, your ability to purchase, you know, potable water and food that's not going to make you sick. You know, so what drives you into debt and what drives you is what you want. And so if you can reverse that, and this is a life lesson, and I hope that some people take this to heart and really start to understand it and start to change their behavior pattern. But if you can change that and start to be driven by need versus want, your life financially will change immediately. You know, and the toughest thing is to get the people around you, and in my case, my children. Betsy's thriftier than I am, but in my case, my children, to understand the difference between want and need. And to this day, I struggle. You know, my one of my sons will call me up and he'll say, "Dad, you know, I need this." I said, "Okay, stop. You said you need this. Explain to me why you need this." And I take them through that exercise. And then I say, okay, so let's identify that you want this. Well, yeah, I guess you're right, Dad. I want this. And I've been working on this for years with these kids, okay? Yeah, I guess I want this. It's not bad to want something, and it's not bad to fulfill that want. I'm not saying that. But you don't fulfill the want before you fulfill a need, okay? So the bottom line is you need to get out of debt. Most people on this call have some sort of debt. That's why you got involved in the company. That's what drives you. You need to get out of debt. Well, the first thing is you need to quit funding all of your wants, and you need to start working on your need, which is debt reduction, until you eliminate your debt. So if you can not succumb to your wants, you know, the ambition's coming up. I wore this dress to ambition, or I wore this suit to ambition, or I wore this tie to ambition last year, and I don't want to wear the same thing because, you know, a lot of people post it on Facebook and they'll notice this, that that's a one. You know, don't go buy the new dress, the new tie, the new suit or anything. Just go on what you did last year. If somebody notices, which they probably won't because all this is created in your mind, you know, what will happen is that you'll go to ambition, you'll get through it fine, and instead of having a $300, $500 more debt on your credit card, you can take that same amount of money that you're going to spend that on and pay $400 or $500 off. Let's say that new suit costs you $500. You don't spend that money. The money that you were going to spend on that, take that $500 and pay off debt, that's a $1,000 swing. You know, I was talking to somebody here recently, and they were talking about they have debt on this. It was hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt. You know, and this is a person that is probably right at the six-figure income as far as their income goes, then they have, you know, 3 or 4 years worth of income in debt as they sit. That's all driven by want. And what I can tell you is that the ability to transcend from a want-driven life to a need-driven life will change your life. And I hope there was value in that. I'm going to talk about it more because I really think that as you set what you need versus what you want, you can have a transformation in what it is that you end up in getting. You know, and at the end of the day, if you stay away from the wants, get driven by your needs, be able to discern what's a want, what's a need, and focus on the needs. Need to get out of debt, need to improve a relationship, need to, you know, do this, not a, I want this, I want that, I want the other thing. Not only where you am, but energy business change on a dime, but your life will change on a dime as well. So that's it, Bear. I appreciate you. And let's open it up and let everybody say good night.
Well, I appreciate that, Brian. And folks, if you have somebody else that needs to hear that lesson, that message, of course, you can go to topambitleaders.com. Give us a day or so to get everything straightened out and get online. Of course, we're going to have to edit this call because we had to go find Brian, but we'll have that up and posted. And let's work on building our business so that we can just simply get out of debt. That's a great idea. I'm going to open up the line so you can say thanks to Brian as well. Hold on just a moment.